Gracias, señor presidente. The European Union has some proposals to the preambular part of the declaration. And first of all, I would like to thank you for your work on this part of the declaration and on taking on board some of the proposals of the delegations from the last session. So in the paragraph one, the European Union would like to add some international instruments to the text. So the text will be written as follows, taking into account the Committee on World Food Security's voluntary guidelines on the responsible governance of tenure of land, the principles for responsible investment, right principles in agriculture systems, the fisheries and forests in the context of national food security, the voluntary guidelines for securing sustainable small-scale fisheries in the context of food security and poverty eradication, the International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture, and the voluntary guidelines to support the progressive realizations of the right to adequate food in the context of national food security, and the Committee on World Food Security's voluntary guidelines on the responsible governance of tenure of land, fisheries and forest in the context of national food securities, as well as, and the rest of the para remains as it is. And at the end of the para, just after the International Labour Organizations, after the to add the Convention on Biological Diversity and its protocols. This is about the first para. After that, we have a proposal I will tell you now the number of the para. This is the PP13, convinced that peasants and other persons working in rural areas should be supported in their efforts. This is the para. Here we have a proposal to delete Mother Earth because this is not international consensus and the definition and recognition of this term. Further, in the para, reaffirming also that the right to development is an inalienable human right by virtue of which every human person and all peoples are entitled. In this para, the European Union has a proposal for alternative language from Article L.10 of the VDPA and to replace the recent text with the following text, the alternative language, reaffirming that the right to development is an inalienable human right and an integral part of fundamental rights. And the last proposal European Union has, it's on the para, beginning with recalling also the extensive work of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Just at the end of the para, to add after and the Committee on World Food Security's voluntary guidelines on the responsible governance of tenure of land, fisheries and forest in the context of national food security. This is for the moment. Thank you very much.